Hello and welcome to this week's episode of The Capitalist Investor. As always, you have me, Diamond Hands D, and Tony the Tiger. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? Is Luke even part of this team anymore?
I don't know, man. He's been on assignment a lot lately.
On assignment, jet setting. Man, it's a hard time keeping those alligators down, right?
That's for sure.
That's what Ric Flair said.
But we'll hold it down again this week. We'll continue with the planning corner. So we'll talk about Roth and Roth accounts and Roth conversions this week. So always a hot topic there. And then just a little on the current events, we'll talk a little Social Security and Biden's plan for that, or maybe the lack thereof.
Right.
And then we'll talk a little chocolate. It seems to be pretty hot in the in the commodities market these days.
Chocolate. All right. So Roth accounts. So this part of the financial planning corner, it's like, it's hard not to believe that Roth accounts aren't destined to be more valuable in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because we're racking up a bunch of debt. When we talked about taxes last week, the deficit is well over $34 trillion. Taxes are historically low.
Yep.
And it's hard to sustain everything when taxes are low. So where they got to go? They got to go up is what I'd imagine. Trump's tax laws, they sunset at the end of 2025. On January 1st, if no one does anything, we will revert back to the Obama tax laws. I figure something will happen. Depending on who gets in, because the newest regime always likes to make their own changes.
Right.
And we already have President Biden already kind of cranking on taxes as we speak. So I imagine that taxes would go up if he were to win the election. And I don't know. I would think that if Donald Trump won, I think he would leave him alone. Because he's pro low tax.
Yep.
Because low tax in his mind and most Republican minds is that it generates growth. You know, if you can keep the money in the business owner's pockets, they're going to spend that money on research and development, hiring people, whatever it may be, acquisitions.
Capital projects.
Yep, exactly. Yep. So, but if we do, if nothing happens and revert back to the Obama tax laws, taxes are going up 15% to 25% because the marginal brackets will increase.
Yep.
The 12 will go back to 15 and the 22 will go back to 25. So we're looking on an incremental part that taxes are going up 15% to 25%.
Yep.
So what's the solution? I would argue that contributing to Roths and making Roth conversions now makes a lot of sense while taxes are low because we just can't predict what's going to happen in the future.
Yep. And, since we're talking planning,
I want you to hit it. And my disclaimer is like, don't run out and do Roth conversions. Consult with a professional, whether a CPA, financial advisor. Ideally, you'd want to talk to both. If you're going to execute that. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yep, for sure. No, that's a very important point. Because, just getting out and around and talking with, a lot of people about their finances, I kind of feel like people want to feel like they've accomplished something, right? So they set their sights on their finances and retirement and they want to make sure that they get something done. So they, kind of hit the internet and Roth conversions is always a topic that comes up, right? So they're like, okay, well, I can do some Roth conversions. This makes sense to me. I'm going to, do 10,000 conversion this year, pay a little taxes and I'll have taken a positive step towards my retirement. But just doing something doesn't necessarily mean you're doing it right. And when you get into retirement planning and you kind of see, the cause and effect each move has, you begin to understand more that, all of these things, all of these different planning solutions need to be done in the right amount, in the right timing, over the right, period of time.
Right. I mean, doing a Roth conversion, it takes a lot of thought, a lot of tax planning. And yes, it's a solution to lower taxes in the future, but there is a consequence, and that is to pay taxes now.
Right.
So you have to be careful on what, how much you do and when you do it. That's why when we do them for clients, we usually I'll call it chunking it out, mm-hmm. where we, we'll do little chunks per year to keep taxes low. So we just don't create hundreds of thousands of dollars of ordinary income,
mm-hmm.
And I'll always say that, paying tax is a consequence of success. But we owe it. If you have a traditional IRA, like, they're coming for you, just maybe not right now. They will find you when you turn 73. That number turns to 75 in like 2032 or something like that, for required minimum distributions. And we just need to make sure that if we're going to do a financial plan, or if we're going to do a Roth conversion, we have a financial plan in place, because we want to make sure that the Roth conversion moves the needle. There may be different things going on in different people's financial situations where it might not make sense because you're paying too much conversion tax.
Yep.
So we have to be careful. I even have that argument with people saying, hey, Tony, in my 401k, while I'm working, should I be contributing to a traditional or a Roth? Loaded question, how much money do you make?
Right.
Because if you're in the highest tax brackets, I may actually want that tax deduction now. Because when I hit retirement, I might have a bunch of stuff paid off. And my income might actually be lower because mm-hmm. I paid for cash. My house is paid off. I don't have any credit card debt. Like, how much money do you actually need to spend to have a fun life, right? A fun retirement. So sometimes I may say, like, yeah, as much as I harp on Roth IRAs, you may want to consider contributing to a traditional to get the tax break now, because we know what the tax rules are today, and we might want to take advantage of those now because you might be in a higher bracket today. Yep.
Absolutely. And that's a classic example too. So it's that same person out there reading on the internet, hey, Roths are a good idea, so let's do them. So I'm going to take 25% of what I put in my traditional 401k, and I'm going to start saving that to a Roth. Just that move alone, it may be good. It may actually be bad. It might not even help the situation.
I don't want to say it's bad. So saving money is not a bad thing.
Right.
So what I'm going to call it is that the tax efficiency may not be optimal.
Yep.
That's how I'll rephrase it, because it's not a mistake to save into a traditional. It's not a mistake to contribute to a Roth. It's about tax optimization.
Yep.
And giving it some thought and understanding where you are now and where you project to be in the future on an income basis, right? So that's how I like to call it, more of optimization, because it's never a mistake to save.
Yep, for sure.
All right. So again, Roth IRAs, good idea. We got to optimize them. So with that being said, let's move into something else that's optimized right now, or lack thereof, is Social Security. I believe Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, came out and said that Biden doesn't really have a plan for Social Security and its insolvency coming up here in maybe the next 8 to 10 years, mm-hmm. The trust fund's going to run out of money, but he's got an idea in principle, whatever that means. Here's the thing. All right, so the trust fund, just to give some people some insight, because we did a whole podcast on Social Security, mm-hmm. several, maybe a couple months ago. But the way Social Security is paid out to the recipients is that 75% comes from payroll tax. So everyone working is paying into the system. The other 25% comes from this trust fund that the government created. Mm-hmm. Well, it's running out of money, and it's supposed to run out of money sometime around 2033. When it does, nobody knows what's going to happen. If it just plays out the way and no one does anything, Social Security recipients will probably take a 25% haircut. I don't think that would really happen. They'd probably just be more taxed. There's a lot of different ideas going around, mm-hmm. on how they're going to solve Social Security. Again, we did a podcast on it. They could raise taxes, raise the payroll tax, I think like payroll tax turns off at around $190,000. So once you make over 190 grand, you don't pay into Social Security. Mm-hmm. They're thinking of turning that back on, having a donut hole is what they kind of referring to. And they turn the taxation of Social Security for the working person back on at 400 grand and they get to pay back into the program again.
Right.
Long story short though, is that, if the trust fund runs out of money and nothing's done, it'll affect nearly 66 million Americans on Social Security. That's a lot of people. yet the Biden's new tax proposal where they're planning on taxing people or income earners making over 400 grand so that they quote unquote pay their fair share.
Mm-hmm.
In that new tax proposal, none of the new taxes are dedicated to help Social Security.
Yep.
Isn't that my, I mean,
what I had written down too.
They're staring down the barrel of a failing system and they still don't want to do anything about it.
Yep. Nothing at all. So yeah, you know, it's the, you really have to start to wonder the board that you know, talk about this stuff, read about it. There seems to be no one interested whatsoever, Republican, Democrat, anybody at all,
in
talking about this, into, you know, having some debate. Obviously, the system is going to break. Like, there's no debate there. It's going to run out of money.
I mean, think about any politician that obviously they don't want to bring it up because it could hurt their reelection.
Right.
Why would they want to bring up something that could affect 66 million people? That sounds like a lot of votes.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they're not going to, not my problem. I'm moving on. Right. And, you know, maybe some of these, you know, you see all those stories about how all these politicians are multimillionaires because of quote unquote insider trading. Maybe they don't care about Social Security because they don't have to. Or they're on a government program, a government pension that they don't have to worry about Social Security. So.
Yep. So no plan right now and no plan coming.
Right. Taxes are going up. None of it's allocated Social Security. Long story short.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. So after we get, you know, tax increase after tax increase and then 2032 rolls around, they'll be wanting another giant tax increase to try to
pay for
some of that.
I know. That's crazy. So still no solution for Social Security.
Nope.
But all right. And then moving on to cocoa. So actually pretty crazy. Cocoa, you know, is up parabolically this year. Since the beginning of the year, it's up 300%.
Yep.
And it's all kind of surging from, I guess, like the crops in West Africa.
Mm-hmm.
There's some type of disease preventing the growth of this. And now they're saying that you should expect your chocolate to maybe double. I thought Halloween candy was already expensive.
Yeah.
Kids just going to get a bunch of gum. Who's going to buy the chocolate to give these kids next October.
Yeah, man. This one came out of nowhere. I was not paying attention to this market, but yeah, it's
if you see the chart on it,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's even more impressive than NVIDIA stock.
Yep.
So nothing crazy. There's nothing we can really do about it, but I just thought it was interesting take on a short week that we have for the podcast and, just expect your chocolate prices to be going up
just like everything else.
Exactly. So.
All right. Well, excellent show this week. Thanks all for listening. If you guys have any questions or comments, concerns, hit us up at info@swpconnect.com. And we'll talk to you next week.
The opinions expressed in the podcast are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any investment, legal, financial, or tax strategy. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. Please consult a qualified professional about your individual needs.